listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
My family, I have much to tell you, much to tell you. This recording that I'm currently doing will be our last new recording of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast. Now, you might be wondering why. Well, the reality, we've been doing this for about 6 years now, and we've gone through all of the readings a couple times, and all of those former podcasts for all the different Sundays of the liturgical year will still be available. You can still go on iTunes and download them. We're going to find a way to make them available each week to you through our website, so you will still have access to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast to help you prepare your mind, your heart, your parish for the upcoming Mass readings. However, we are going to put a pin in this for a while and say we need to take a break because it has been 6 years. I'm still going to be doing the shorter video segments called Beyond Words that focus, instead of focusing on all the readings, focus specifically on the Sunday Gospel. We'll keep doing those. And we're looking for some new ways that we can help our family, our LifeTeen family around the world, unpack the beauty and the timelessness of God's Word. So I just want to say thank you to all of you around the world for your emails, for your texts over the years, for all the support. I love you. And we have more to do, and that is take a look at this week's Sunday readings, because it's the solemnity of Christ the King. So for the last time, my brothers and my sisters, let's get to it. Our first reading from Daniel, chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 93, verses 1 and 2, and then verse 5. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. Our second reading from Revelation, chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. And our gospel from John, chapter 18, famous gospel, verses 33 through 37. What else is there to say about Christ the King? When you and I, my brothers and my sisters, come forward and we proclaim that Christ is not just Lord, is not just Savior, but He's the King. He's the King of Kings. And we've talked about this before on the podcast. He's not your typical king. As pointed out from the very beginning of his story, you have King Herod sitting on a throne while you have the baby Jesus in a dirty feed box in a manger. We have Pilate standing here in today's gospel, standing across from him, Pilate in this position of authority. And even though he wasn't the king, he may as well have been, as he's looking at him saying, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus goes on to answer, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" And as he goes on, Jesus reminds us, "My kingdom does not belong to this world." My brothers and my sisters, his kingdom does not belong to this world. And that's why you and I don't fit in. That if you proclaim Christ as your king, what you're saying is that he's the one. There's only one, and he's the one. All the other isms, you know, relativism, socialism, all those other isms, all those other philosophies, all those other ways of life, they all are dust at the feet of the King. Everything else goes away. When you make the sign of the cross on your body, you're not only invoking the family name, you're putting yourself under the kingship of Jesus Christ. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, what do we pray? Thy kingdom come. And as I've said before, and actually I wrote a whole book about it called The Our Father, thy kingdom come, my brothers and my sisters, means my kingdom go. So the question is not whether or not Jesus is the one, is the King of Kings. It's whether or not other people see that and act like it. In the first reading, we have the prophecy from Daniel. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one. I already told you, remember? Jesus is the one. I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, he received dominion and glory and kingship, and nations and peoples of every language serve him. His dominion is everlasting. Again, this is all the way back. This is this prophecy of the one who would come. That one is Jesus, who came at the appointed time. That when the appointed time came, God emptied himself and took flesh among us. But we have to keep remembering his kingdom is not of this world, and that's why he got crucified, not with a crown of gold, but a crown of thorns. And my brothers and my sisters, that's why you have to remember, each and every time someone has a comment for you, a passive-aggressive comment, a condescending comment, an unnecessary comment to you on Facebook or on Twitter, around the office, around the school, whatever it is, each and every time that you are mocked, you know, left out, become the target of ridicule, whatever, for his name, you are ingratiated even more fully into his kingdom. And that's in the second reading we're being reminded from Revelation. Jesus is the one, and at some point, everybody's going to understand that, okay? Behold, he's coming amidst the clouds. He is coming back, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. I'm going to say that again. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. Remember when Jesus said in the Beatitudes, in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are you when you're persecuted for my sake, because of me, for great will be your reward in heaven. My brothers and my sisters, the question is not, will everybody bow before Jesus? The question is, when will everybody bow before Jesus? When will every tongue confess? When will every knee bend? And hopefully, if we're doing our part, hopefully, if we're living the right way, people will see in our life that Jesus is real, that Jesus is King. They'll follow that example, and they'll worship him now. But if they don't worship him now, my brothers and my sisters, they will later. And we're reminded this last line in the gospel, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. You get that? If you listen to Jesus' voice, you're steeped in the truth. But if you don't, you're listening to lies. If we don't follow Christ, we're following lies. My brothers, my sisters, this has been a great journey over the last several years with you. I'm humbled and I'm honored that so many of you in different parts of the world every week will listen to this podcast. And you need to know two things. Number one, I love you and I'll continue to pray for you and continue to pray with you on lifeteam.com. Keep checking back to lifeteam.com to see the other features, the other new things we're going to be rolling out for you, especially during this year of faith. And number two, how great it is to be Catholic, how blessed we are to be part of Christ's church. So, until I see you again, until I hear from you again, I'll see you at the altar. God bless you.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.